Welcome to Lakeview.
Lakeview. He just goes right to that part of it. He shortens it. Come on, give me the whole, the full.
Well, when we rebranded and reopened, originally we were just doing banquet facilities and in this building, and because we felt a need to offer some type of restaurant, we reopened as the Sunset Cafe at Lakeview Park.
Right.
So now we're open from Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, every day from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yeah. How often do you have like a 20-piece orchestra providing music? I was just thinking in my head, said, I got no other opening theme going
Steve,
on there.
Steve, you can kill a music.
Yeah,
now.
That's all right. I'll just sit there and reminisce about that for a moment. So you've, and obviously I'm looking at the menu here as well, and it offers a chance for people to really come out here, I guess, and enjoy this sort of a la carte, as it were, not sort of a planned event, that they can come out here and just enjoy that too.
Yeah, they can come out and enjoy lunch. Actually, there's two weekends we will be open, which is this weekend coming up. We'll be open 11 to 2 during the volleyball tournament, so the people at work can actually come out and enjoy it. And then next month during the volleyball tournament, which is the last weekend of the month, I believe it's the 28th and 29th, they will be open for the volleyball tournament also. The reason we're not open on weekends is because we're pretty well booked with parties, and we don't want to open and close. We want consistent hours. So we decided Monday through Friday we can be consistent.
Mainly weddings, I would assume, here?
What's weddings, graduations, business raising funds. You know, we have the health and dentistry come out and do a gala and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, normally we're on the terrace. I guess that's the area here, or the veranda, whatever term we like to give it for the morning show. But today there's too much moisture outside. You know, we had the humidity the other day. Now it's just turned all into rain, so we're back indoors. Now, did our engineer Terry Zevnik provide us with the Seagull microphone at all? Did we put anything out there? Are you afraid of electricity and water? No, he didn't want to do. He's shaking his head no. All right, I can't get him to give us the sound. So,
we have a good number of birds out there.
Well, I took a picture this morning, posted it on our Facebook page. I wasn't going to say the audience for the morning show, but that's pretty much who's out there. Well, we're here too. Now, they were disturbed earlier. There was, is there somebody out there smoothing off the beach?
Yeah, we try to clean the beach three times a week with the mechanical methods, and then the rest of the week we walk it and pick it up.
Nothing works better than going by hand. You get down there and pick up the things that the machine doesn't see, and it obviously makes it for nice.
Have you found any goodies out there, any big wads of cash or gold or anything?
No, I haven't been that fortunate.
Yeah. Just a lot of debris, wrappers. Pick up your trash, people. If you're coming to the lake, leave it the way you found it, even if not better. Or pick up other people's trash as well. Now, we were not here yesterday. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas were here. Were there out people enjoying the beach, or are we?
We were pretty busy yesterday. Not as busy as we were Father's Day. Father's Day, we were really packed, and that was great to see. You know, love to have people come out and enjoy the beach, the Rose Garden, and everything we have to offer.
It's amazing that people can cooperate. You have all this space, and then it's, I don't say free for all, but you pick your spot, whatever you need, and the more people there are, the more room they got to make for everybody to still enjoy a little beachfront property, I guess.
Yep, absolutely.
So talk about this beach volleyball. When is this taking place?
Well, this Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock, they'll be playing, they'll set up 32 nets on the beach starting Thursday. And Saturday morning, they'll start the tournament. And once they fill those nets pretty well, we have around 400 participants.
Who sponsors this?
Well, the Lakeview Beach Volleyball Group handles the whole setup, and they take care of everything. We just provide the site. They've been doing it for around 27, 28 years. So they started out really small. Couple groups, and then it just grew over the years, and people come from all over the United States to come back and just play.
Wait, all over the United States? This is a nationwide competition that's taking place.
It's nationwide because, you know, a lot of the people that were here, you know, and moved away. Right. They come back specifically for this event. Now,
is it really skilled? I'm just curious. I mean, are you looking at it? Is it really, we're talking serious beach volleyball then.
They have many divisions. They have an open division, which is very, I mean, these are college and pro players. And then they drop down to divisions where you and I could play.
Okay. Greg, what about you? He didn't include you in that. I just wondered, are you okay?
You back, as a general.
Back in my day, I used to be pretty good because I was ambidextrous.
Oh, so no matter which side it came on? And hit,
yeah.
I last played volleyball about 20 years ago, and that following day I woke up, I said, I will never do that again. I just, there's something about, you know, you enjoy, you have the fun, if you're not in that shape, you kind of pay for it as well. What do they like about this, that this is the great spot for them to do it?
Well, it's a large beach, and it's just the group that runs it is a great group of people. Karen and Jeff Yeager, Bob Armstrong and that group, they've been doing it for years. Dave Durinsky was one of the original founding members, and he passed away a few years ago. So, you know, it's just a great group of individuals. Mason and Carrie Cooley run the leagues that we have on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and they also help out with the tournaments. Mm. So,
you know, the beach has the volleyball. You've got the lawn bowling. Do they still have people that come and participate and use that over by the Rose Garden area?
Yeah, the Lawn Bowling Association has like 70 members from what I'm told, and they come out about four nights a week.
A lot going on here. In fact, if you look out here on the lake today, we have one boater that I see, and maybe there's another one straight north. So even in this kind of weather, Brian, we have people heading out on the lake?
Absolutely. The walleye fishing's been amazing lately.
Look at that.
I'm just making sure the lighthouse is still there. I haven't had to look at the lighthouse. Where we are situated, I have to make a big turn of my neck and look over around behind a pillar to make sure that the lighthouse, the jewel of the port, is still out there as it... Of course, I guess it would be news if it wasn't out there, Craig. You'd have that on your headlines at some point. But, you know, you just want to make sure it's still there. Kind of reminds you of where you are. And, of course, Craig, you were out there. You were in that lighthouse. You broadcast from that lighthouse.
Yes, we did with Terry's help and Frank Sipkowski, of course, last July.
Now, Frank's going to be on the show later today?
Yes, he will.
Who else is going to be joining us today?
He'll wrap it up. Well, later today we will have David and Joel Arredondo on. David, our political commentator, Joel, president of Lorain City Council. After that, in the 8 o'clock hour, David Hardy Jr., the Lorain School CEO, Barb Piscopo with the Lorain Historical Society, and then Frank Sipkowski from the Lighthouse Foundation.
We are talking this morning with our host, Brian Goldthorpe, with the Lorain County Metro Parks. You've got a flyer here that says you have a community yoga event going on at Lakeview Park coming up in July. Tell us about that.
Well, we're partnering with some of the local yoga studios, and we want to fill the beach with yoga people on July 14th. It's a Saturday morning. It starts at 6:30 a.m. with meditation. We'll do sunrise yoga at 7. At 8 o'clock, we'll have family yoga. The cafe will also be open serving breakfast that morning, and we also will have... different studios will be set up in here trying to attract new clients.
And you have help with the Live Healthy Lorain, all these other people. It's sort of another way to use our facilities for the parks, which people know for walking or whatever, and this provides them also with maybe an experience. And I guess there's nothing, I haven't done it, but I would assume it's a unique thing to do it out on a beach. It sounds like something you'd see on some sort of like a yoga TV show where they'd be out on a beach as opposed to a studio, right? This kind of gets them more in tune with nature and a little bit of that.
Yes, that's what we're trying to do, and we're trying to bring fitness and you know, healthy living to people throughout the county.
Do you ever see anybody out there doing yoga or other things? Because obviously the beach is open. People can bring, you know, whatever they need to do.
Absolutely. We have yoga going on all the time. In fact, on Fridays at 9 o'clock through June in the morning, we have yoga. We have it on Sundays at 7 a.m. during July. August, it'll be Thursday at 8 p.m. And September, it'll be Sunday at 3 p.m. So we sponsor that also. with one of our yoga studios.
We saw some high school students or somebody the one time we were out here sort of training out on the beach, doing some sprint work or something.
Football
like
players,
too.
I believe, from the high school. You know, Brian, we need our mayfly update. When I walked out of my home today, I saw my first full-size mayfly. I see a couple on the window here. What's the status?
Well, this is the first hatch that we've had here at Lakeview and in the county. Yesterday, there were some bigger hatches in other areas of the lake. But
Our engineer, Terry Zevnik, has volunteered to make the count for the morning so we can record this and have it, and then we can give a detailed determination of how the hatch is going. Just as a quick spot check, I see at least 8 of them on the windows in front of us. But the more, this is like one of those weird puzzles. The more you look, the more you can find. So they're just beginning, I guess, right?
Yes, this is the first day, so we'll see how much we get. We had quite a few midges over the last few weeks, so it might be a big hatch this year.
And that's a good thing, right? In a way.
Absolutely. It shows that the lake is healthy once again.
Did they bother Matt and Bull yesterday during their show? I'm having my fingers crossed. I'm just curious how that was affecting them, because sometimes those guys are a little bit – see, my bet was that they were going to broadcast from inside, that it was going to be too hot for them to be out there.
They were real men yesterday.
Did they go out? They were outside?
Outside for 90% of the show.
Oh, wait a minute. I got that down, because I had a little wager going on here as well. Now, they were dressing appropriately for that.
Yeah.
Right. Craig, I'm doing that same thing, too. I decided I was going to wear some – I had some yellow shorts that I was going to wear.
How would you describe that shirt?
Well, this is –
That's not marijuana leaves, is it?
No, it's just kind of a tropical shirt. It's a tropical shirt.
I saved that just checking.
Yeah, I had my lighthouse shirt that I've worn in the past. Mm-hmm. Right. I just thought I would change it up a bit. But I figured, well, we might be inside a cool air conditioning place, and so I didn't want to wear the shorts. You, on the other hand, are caught between a rock and a hard place when it comes to this sort of thing.
How so?
Well, I know you'd want to dress casual as casual can be, but you've got a video shoot later today with the county commissioners for that. So unlike radio, where you could just dress the way you want, since they've added sort of a TV component or videos with this leadership through partnership, it requires you to kind of have your wardrobe from Botany 500 or whatever that is, or maybe not. It doesn't really come out that way. So you're going to go in with more of the dress-up look this morning. But, that's how you come as you are, and we've got a great show coming up. We got more things this morning. In fact, we're going to hear a little bit of Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas, their interview yesterday afternoon with Tiffany McClellan with the Lorain Port Authority, one of the folks that are responsible for a lot of things up and down the lake and the Black River as well. But we've got more coming up on the Spotlight from Lorain from the Sunset Cafe at Lakeview here on AM 930 WEOL.